be released. I'm Lisa Lucera, Fox News. A judge has given a timeline for the Justice Department to submit any proposals to be kept private for the affidavit connected to the search of President Trump's Mar-a-Lago home.
The federal magistrate is giving the U.S. government 1 week to submit proposed redactions, but he did say that the affidavit in question should be at least in part unsealed. Media organizations are the ones who filed the motion.
So it generally will describe the nature and scope of the investigation, the nature and scope of the records sought by the government, and of course go over the details that justify taking the incredible step of issuing and executing a search warrant at the home of a former president.
Attorney Deanna Shulman, hired by Fox corporate sibling Dow Jones. The feds will get a chance to appeal if the magistrate doesn't agree with them on decisions to redact. In West Palm Beach, Eben Brown, Fox News.
Top executive at the Trump Organization has taken a plea deal in a tax evasion case. Alan Weisselberg must serve 5 months in jail and 5 years probation. In addition, he must pay nearly $2 million in taxes and must testify against the company at a criminal trial this fall. The former president is not charged in the case. A court appearance for the man charged in the attack of author Salman Rushdie.
Hadi Matar pleaded not guilty to charges of second-degree attempted murder and assault. The judge denied bond in the case. Matar is accused of attacking Rushdie prior to a speaking engagement in New York State last week. The assault left the Satanic Verses author with stab wounds and nerve damage, and he will likely lose an eye.
Fox's Grinnell Scott. Multiple people reported dead after two planes collided in Northern California while trying to land at Watsonville Municipal Airport, about 100 miles south of San Francisco. America is listening to Fox News.
The Fox News Rundown, a contrast of perspectives you won't hear anywhere else. Your daily dose of news twice a day, featuring insight from top newsmakers, reporters, and Fox News contributors. Listen and subscribe now by going to foxnewspodcasts.com.
A warning from law enforcement about a new type of deadly drug.
The Oregon-Idaho high-intensity drug trafficking area is warning of fentanyl coming in looking like rainbow-colored chalk. Deputies in northeast Portland, Oregon, recently came across it after executing a search warrant in a case that resulted in seizing 9 guns, meth, body armor, cash, and heroin. Deputy Director of the Area Program, Ned Walls, told Fox's America's Newsroom.
I see an effort by the Drug Enforcement Administration, absolutely. Outside of that, there's not near enough resources put at this problem to do really any good. We're not slowing it down. It's just increasing. Over the last 3 years, it's gotten really bad.
He says the fentanyl is packaged to look like the same kind of colorful sidewalk chalk children play with. Jessica Rosenthal, Fox News.
Cleveland Browns quarterback Deshaun Watson will serve an 11-game unpaid suspension, pay a $5 million fine, and undergo professional evaluation and treatment as part of a settlement with the NFL following accusations of sexual misconduct by 24 women. The league had sought to ban Watson for at least 1 year for violating its personal conduct policy. He was accused of sexually harassing and coercing the women during massage therapy sessions while he played for the Houston Texans. The majority of trains in Great Britain not running again, leaving tens of thousands stranded.
Train workers walking off the job Thursday, kicking off a fresh round of strikes. It marks the sixth time since June that rail service has come to a grinding halt in a dispute over pay and working conditions made worse by the cost of living crisis. The country's inflation rate jumped to a new 40-year high of 10.1% in July. A DOT spokesperson says union leaders are opting to inflict misery and disrupt the day-to-day lives of millions. The union leader says public sector workers have been subjected to pay cuts and rampant inflation.
Fox's CJ Papa. I'm Lisa Lucera. This is Fox News.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network.
Hey there, it's me, Kennedy. Make sure to check out my podcast, Kennedy Saves the World. It is 5 days a week, every week. Download and listen at foxnewspodcast.com or wherever you listen to your favorite podcast.